Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you, Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kevin, Corey, Mike, great to be on with you guys.
Well, we love talking with you every week, and I know on Tuesday, I believe with Sean and RJ, you said you were in Missouri. Have you been in Missouri all week, or you been bouncing around?
No, not at all, and I haven't been bouncing around either. I was there that day at my parents and our family ranch up there that have been around for 50 years, and it happened to be opening day or opening week of deer season, and I stepped up there to be involved with a family and came back that night. But it was good to have that brief respite, and that's where I was when we were talking. As it turns out, it's right there in the heart of not in the heart, but it's kind of frankly on the edge there of Southwest Missouri relative to the great interest there is in the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're pretty proud of it. My mama, who this was her place, was the Southwest Missouri distributor for Cowboy memorabilia.
Oh.
And that was her official. I'm teasing, but
oh, I was like, what?
We would send half of a of our apparel shop up to Springfield, and she would be busy going around just on her regular chores and regular things she did. But she was always quick to say, "My son Jerry is involved with the Cowboys, and would you like a hat?" So, like I said, she was my Southwest Missouri distributor.
I love it.
Created a lot of fans for us up in Missouri.
That's fantastic. Did you get a buck while you were up there, or was that not something you did?
Oh, yes. Yes, and did. And it's a great place, great memories. My father did such great things. We, when I was right out of school, I read the classifieds all the time as a hobby, and I saw where they were giving away 5,000 walnut trees, seven-year-old walnut trees that were not in a ball. They were in the root, but they were Greene County Extension Service was giving it away. And I registered for them, and I got them all. And so I went to my dad, and I said, "I've got a deal for you. I've got the trees, and you've got the land, and let's go in business together." And he kind of winked. He said, "Well, the thing is the land, I mean the labor and the land." Though that was almost 40 years ago. Walnut trees are everywhere up here. We planted them all, and they've really made it's an amazing thing. I'm so glad we did that. And,
wow.
So I'm in the walnut tree business to some extent up here. Not really, but great experience and memory with my father.
I feel like you're in every business. I love it.
Jerry,
well,
go ahead. Jumping you again, Jerry. I'm sorry. I was going to ask you what your favorite thing to hunt is, since you talked about deer. I just didn't know like all the different things that you have hunted and which one you like the best.
I like the duck hunting, the mallard duck hunting that we experienced big time in Stuttgart, Arkansas, the duck hunting capital of the world. As a matter of fact, they have a big duck gumbo cook-off and big duck calling contest, and I've got my name involved there somehow in the Jerry Jones gumbo cook-off. But I love duck hunting, and I love quail hunting in South Texas, and I have gotten a chance to do that. It's the greatest place, I think, on the planet to quail hunt is South Texas.
Well, if you're going to mention duck hunting and duck calling, we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't ask, is there any chance we could hear a duck call from you?
Well, you know, years ago, when I first bought the club, I was within the fall, which is when duck hunting starts after Thanksgiving, I was there doing a radio show. And I gave them examples of a duck call, the hail call, which is when they're flying high and you call them in. And that goes whack, 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 whack. And then you have the feed call. And it's down, I don't have a caller with me. And then you have the mating call. And that'll get a bunch of ducks in. And so this is a real talent, and guides do great with it. Well, I had my good friend Joe Hickman, and he was there hunting with us. And he's got a fabulous, a really entertaining kind of a poem song called Duck Pluckers. It went viral all over Dallas. It was viral for weeks. And one of these times on one of these shows, I'll get Joe to do the duck plucker, and I'll bring my duck caller along, and we'll call some ducks.
With all due respect to Sean and RJ, please let that be on our show. I would very much like that.
All right.
All right, let's talk a little bit then, Jerry, about this game. That was an awesome conversation there. But let's. Do you have any extra juice with knowing who the opponent is, knowing how good this quarterback is, and knowing, you know, this is a team that was just in the Super Bowl, even though they've kind of struggled this year? Do you have some extra juice with this game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you can't have and recognize the competitiveness of this game, you've missed the point about the NFL. And every play, when you have a big games like this, every play seems like it's the Super Bowl play. And so the intensity from the get-go should be just reveling, so to speak. And I love games. I love to be a part in any way I can of games like this that have this kind of meeting. The crowd will be great. It's the perfect game, the perfect atmosphere. The perfect thing for our team right now is to play in a game like this, made all the more prominent by the great quarterback that Mahomes is and the great coach and just everything involved. And, of course, the great ownership group, Clark Hunt now, but formerly Lamar Hunt. And years and years and years ago, I used to hang around the lobby. I would sneak off and hang around the lobby of the AFL meetings, principally down in Houston. And I would just wait on them to break, those founders of the AFL, Lamar, Bud Adams. And I would go down and sit in the lobby. And then when they broke, I would just go up there. I was about 22, 23 years old. I just wanted to hang out around them. And I'd go up and meet them. And then later, when I became involved with the Cowboys, Lamar and those guys, upon reflection, they remembered me when I was like 22, 23 years old. They said, "You're the same Jerry Jones that was involved during those years, 15 wow. years later."
So, Jerry, when it comes to the offensive line, people have been saying that Connor McGovern is going to be the starting guard Sunday. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, he's had a, frankly, great fall, and he has really impressed. He's certainly impressed his teammates and coaches, and this is a great opportunity for him. And he will really, I think, the way he's playing, I think it says it all. I don't know when I can remember anybody as an offensive lineman getting the attention he's gotten as a lead blocker coming out of a special formation in the backfield. And he's doing it not just with bulk, but he's doing it with feet, and he's doing it with athletic ability. All of that is just intriguing when you think about him when he gets down in a regular offensive line position. I think he'll do well. He's earned it.
Does that decision made any easier with the confidence that Tyron Smith is going to be out there with him?
I think it's not necessarily. I think it's independent of that. And I think he's basically earned the issue with him is the playing the left guard. He has really sold the staff and sold the team on what he can do at right guard. So he's doing two things. He's not only going to have that role, but he's going to be doing it left guard.
Do you feel good about Tyron? I know we've talked about it all week and how he's progressing. You feel good about Tyron being out there on Sunday?
I think that's, yes, I think that's more of a game time decision, though. I think we'll want the benefit of today and tomorrow.
Jerry, when you look at these two offenses, and I know we were talking about how exciting that part of it is, what do you think the Cowboys and Dak Prescott's offense can do that the Chiefs cannot do?
I think we have a very powerful, physical offensive team. I don't want to say that at the expense of saying Kansas City's isn't. But I think off of that, and when we establish that, is where we really get our edge in the passing game. And Dak is excellent at taking advantage of what opposing defenses have to do to manage our running game. And that sounds like almost a cliche because that's the ideal way to play offense. But that's where our strengths are. I really think one of our strengths is our offensive line. And I know we have skilled players, and so I think that's our best aspect of the team, and it's a good one because it's physical and it pays off. Not only it just pays off, especially as the game goes along and wear them down.
So, Jerry, two questions here. One is, when do you feel like Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence can come back for you? And then specifically in this game, who are you hoping can get pressure on Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I don't know. And I don't know if anybody does when they'll actually be playing. I hope that they can get to practice here real soon, both the players you mentioned, Randy and Lawrence. And so, but as to when they'll get worked in, we'll have to see how they practice. But it's getting near, and it's going to be a huge upbeat for our defensive line, them and Gallimore, because of the idea of rotation. And I don't know when we've had the opportunity, and of course they hold your breath because you can have injuries that eliminate the numbers for a good rotation. But if we can get that rotation working as we move on into the season and into playoffs, we've got something. So I think I look forward to that, but I don't think we have a specific time there on that. Your other question was what?
Who are you hoping can get the pressure on Patrick Mahomes Sunday?
Oh, I think I like what Armstrong established and did out here last weekend. I think he's very capable of pressure. Obviously, Micah can do it, and he can do it from inside and out. I think, and we've got to look at the interior. I'm hoping that Tristan Hill can come on in there. And Osa, of course, has been doing that. And Golston is really doing well in there. So with all of that in mind, I think we've got some younger guys that give us a chance here.
Jerry, you guys have built a really good foundation offensively, defensively through the draft as you've grown this team, but y'all added some big key free agents, not at a premium price, but at a really good price for the team, and they all have come in so far. I'm looking at Jaron Kearse, I'm looking at Neil, Casey, all these guys have come in. When was the last time you know that your team had this kind of a free agent class, and why do you think this one is so much different?
Well, specifically what we've done at the safety and down the middle using some guys that are kind of quasi-safety linebacker that can cover tight ends players. And that whole area is really Dan Quinn, our defensive coordinator, has really put an emphasis on that area of our defense, and it is working. And these players and some of those very free agents you were talking about have really not only bought into it, but they're executing it. And that has been a very significant, not only great idea, but has now become a part of what this defense is about, and it's working.
Now, I got one more question for you. Might be the most important question we've asked you in this interview is, when do you think it's appropriate to start looking at Christmas lights and listening to Christmas music? Because I believe you and Gene are going to be out at the Star for the light extravaganza tonight, but it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
This is right on time for me. I've got my Christmas lights up. I not only want to have them up in this case before Thanksgiving, but I want them still going after Valentine's Day. So I love those. I love that Christmas feeling, the lights. It really does have a lot to do with the feeling I have about football, that time of year, what's going on when all of that is going on. And unquestionably, this is my favorite time of the year, but enhanced by the fact that you mentioned the lights and all of the festivity feeling that you have with Christmas. I was raised early in my life above a grocery store, and my sister and I, and my father had a supermarket, but we lived above the store. And to this day, all of the festivities in a grocery supermarket and all of the smells of the fruits and the oranges and the Santa Claus recognition and all of the things that go on around the Christmas activity of the grocery store, I have to go in those stores right now to get the Christmas spirit, the combination of all that activity. And Dad used to have eggnog, and that was back in the day when you could have eggnog. And that was a big part of it. And I can't tell you the Christmas Eves that I've gone to sleep listening to the festivities down below in the grocery store.
So, Jerry, I asked your son this question a week or two ago, and he does not like pumpkin. He doesn't like pumpkin pie. I can't remember if he chose apple or pecan. He likes them both.
Pecan and apple, yeah.
I'm going to ask you that question, pumpkin, apple, or pecan pie during the holiday season. And my grandfather used to tell me when I didn't like something to eat, like Steven said he didn't like pumpkin pie, he would tell me, eat it and talk about it later. So what would you tell your kids when they said, I don't want to eat something, and then your pie of choice during the holiday season?
Well, I want to be fair to Steven because the reason that he probably doesn't like it is because he never got to get much of it. I was eating it. And so I didn't want him to find out how good it was. And we had, so I didn't recall that he had that kind of feeling about it, but boy, do I love pumpkin pie, and I love pecan pie, and too much during that Christmas time of the year, but certainly the pecan pie for sure.
Man, love it. Thank you so much.
And the pumpkin.
Oh, absolutely.
Excuse me, guys. I ain't right.
Sorry. I was just going to say thank you so much for that, but we could talk pies all day. But I know you guys are still prepping for the football game. Best of luck on Sunday. We want to see y'all whip the Chiefs and get that trophy back.
Well, this is really an exciting bonus, I think, for this year, for our fans and for us, and certainly I feel that way for me. For us to be playing at this level, the Chiefs really to be have the stature they've got and to be meeting them up there at that territory where they're in, if we could pull out a win, it'd be a meaningful addition and a big step forward for the Cowboys.
Awesome. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Bye, Jerry.
There you go.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.